The court ruled on a lawsuit by a Colorado woman. Jessica Gonzalez said police didn't do enough to prevent her estranged husband from killing her three young daughters. He took the children in violation of a restraining order. Police declined to pursue him into another jurisdiction. He later murdered the girls, leaving their bodies in his truck. The husband died in a shootout with police. The ruling concerns Ann Quinless, executive director of the Domestic Violence Project in La Crosse County. She says it sends a chilling effect to say police aren't responsible for their actions.
I do hear from victims that when they hear the details of this and hear that restraining orders may not be protected constitutionally, you sort of wonder, what good are restraining orders, you know? We tell people to get them, that it's one of the tools. It's only a piece of paper and does not, you know, it's not bulletproof itself. But that's why we rely on the police officers to uphold those restraining orders.
On the other hand, Quinless says her experience is local police do take restraining orders seriously. She says it shows even an innocuous situation like the one in Colorado where police didn't expect violence can turn deadly. Had the court ruled the other way, city governments feared they might face numerous lawsuits. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.